The Jewish shriek against Putin is at fever pitch. Leading the crusade are Thomas Friedman of the New York Times and Martin Wolf of the Financial Times. Friedman wants to raise gas pump taxes, thinking this will lower global oil demand. Who cares if Americans suffer at the pump? This will punish Putin, says Friedman. And that's all that matters. Wolf says the IMF can punish Putin by making Ukraine an economic powerhouse and less dependent on Russian gas and trade. But the first $3 billion of an IMF loan goes straight to Moscow via Russia's bailout deal Ukraine signed with Putin last December. Wolf's scheme is a con, and Yatsenyuk is his patsy. Everyone knows that loans from the IMF will not improve Ukraine's economy, but will make Kiev the slave of Jewish bankers. How about sanctions? Obama says Russia must pay the cost for grabbing Crimea.
Today I'm announcing a series of measures that will continue to increase the costs on Russia. First, as authorized by the executive order I signed 2 weeks ago, we are imposing sanctions on specific individuals responsible for undermining the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and government of Ukraine. We're making it clear that there are consequences for their actions. Second, I have signed a new executive order that expands the scope of our sanctions. As an initial step, I'm authorizing sanctions on Russian officials.
The Russians are laughing. Russia's Deputy Prime Minister Dmitry Rogozin, one of the evil 11 on Obama's freeze their assets list, tweeted back, "Hey, Comrade Obama, I don't own a single asset in the USA." Victoria Nuland, born Noodleman, of the U.S. State Department, tried to stop Putin by regime-changing Yats the Yid as Ukraine's prime minister. Instead, it sent Crimea, home of Russia's Black Sea Fleet, flying into the arms of Vladimir Putin. It's a super deal for Vlad, whose Black Sea Fleet lease with Kiev to the tune of $90 million a year will soon be rent-free. And it looks like neocon Jews Jeffrey Goldberg and William Kristol, along with AIPAC shill McCain, are drumming up war against Putin with the same old lies, just like they did against Saddam.
There's a broad array of options that we have. Why do we care? Because this is the ultimate result of a feckless foreign policy where nobody believes in America's strength anymore.
Putin looks at the West, and I think he sees it as weak and certainly not willing to put its money where its mouth is.
What can we do?
Well, we can do a lot short of sending troops there. We can indeed remind people that we have a NATO relationship, which is a security guarantee.
People like Vladimir Putin take note when you draw a line in the sand, and it is crossed.
The guy used chemical weapons. Let's not forget, weapons of mass destruction. I think one thing that would help would be if Americans in government especially didn't say the first thing they say, well, God forbid, we can't do anything militarily. I mean, oh, troops, that would be just out of the question. If Americans said, look, all options are on the table, Russia will pay a price for this. Putin will pay a price for this.
The only ones who will pay a price are American Gentile boys who will be shipped back from Ukraine in coffins. Jews don't send their own to die in their wars. Can the Jews stop Putin? Yes, they can. When all else fails, send in the nukes and bomb Russia to kingdom come and wipe out the entire human race along with them. If Jews can't get their way, the Samson option comes into play.